This is Terry Mandel, DO. Continuing a dictation, I was cut off on William Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N. I'll continue where I was left off. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient is as follows, period. The patient was a poor historian and had difficulty recollecting, period. Ambulance took him that day to the emergency room. He was treated and released. After eight sutures, period. They did do CAT scans, period. He was seen at Henry Ford Hospital as he was still having pain a couple days later. He was given medicines, period. He had physical therapy for several months, period. He saw a workman's compensation doctor as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, standing over 1 hour, comma, sleeping, comma, reading over 15 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition. New paragraph. Present treatment includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, and a back brace. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never had serious headaches in the past, period. The patient never had a head injury in the past, period. The patient never fell in the past, period. He has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, period. He has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is that of a truck driver, part-time, working 5 days per week, period. He did miss approximately 5 months of work, period. He did have to decrease his work hours from 6 to 7 days a week to presently 3 to 5 days a week, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, please note the following. Emergency room records from Parkview Noble, N-O-B-L-E, Parkview Noble Emergency Room, January 23rd, 2024, states 74-year-old male coming in after a fall, period. He was stepping out of his truck and slipped and fell and hit his forehead on the step, period. He was bleeding a lot from his laceration, period, having some neck pain, period. On physical examination, there was a 6-centimeter laceration to the forehead, period. 8 sutures were placed, period. They stated that they will get a CT of his head, face, and cervical spine, period. CT scan did not show any acute concerns, period. Since the cut was on a dirty surface, antibiotics have been given out of an abundance of precaution, period. Final impression, 1 fall, 2 laceration of the forehead, period. Parkview Emergency Department CT scan, January 23rd, 2024. Reversal of the cervical lordosis, period. No evidence of acute cervical spine fracture or traumatic subluxation, period. Same day, CT of the face without contrast, no acute findings, period. Henry Ford Hospital Health Emergency Department, January 29th, 2024. Diagnosis was 1, cervical strain, 2, injury of head, period. Visit for suture removal, 74-year-old male who presents for suture removal and recheck of head injury, period. Since the injury, he has been having persistent headaches, neck pain, and stiffness, period. He feels lightheaded and dizzy at times, period. On physical examination, there was a 6-centimeter healing vertical laceration to the center of the forehead with 8 sutures, period. Localized tenderness, period. There was tenderness to the lower cervical spine, period. Mild tenderness to the bilateral trapezius muscles, period. The patient's sutures removed without difficulty, period. They repeated a CT of the head to ensure no change. and it showed no acute intracranial abnormality, period. Appointment for follow-up tomorrow with occupational medicine physicians, period. Final diagnosis, 1, injury of head, 2, visit for suture removal, period. End of that report. Henry Ford Neurology Clinic, February 8th, 2024. 74-year-old right-handed male with history of prior episode concerning for concussion approximately 2 weeks ago, comma, presents to neurology clinic today for evaluation of concussion and post-concussion symptoms, period. Assessment and plan physical examination is suggestive of post-concussive migraines, period. He does have mild ptosis in the right eye that could be indicative of autonomic features of migraine or possible nerve injury from scalp laceration, period. Assessment, 1, concussion with loss of consciousness. 2, post-traumatic migraine, comma, cervical muscle strain slash tension, comma, and insomnia, period. Plan was Elevil. I did review several photographs of the initial laceration with sutures and then the final scar photos, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above records, have found that all of his treatment, for which he has sustained as a result of the fall of January 23rd, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are, 1, concussion syndrome, 2, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, 3, post-concussion cephalgia with vertigo and head injury, period, 4, forehead laceration with permanent unsightly scar, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the work fall of January 23rd, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the scar, utilizing Table 8-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of the work fall of January 23rd, 2024, period. By permanent, I am meaning he will have persistent pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical and head regions for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical region as time goes on, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the neck, as well as injections for cephalgia, will be $3,500, period. A tend unit will cost $500, period. The patient was advised by his doctors, per the patient's statement, that he may need surgery in the future because of his neck, period. At this point in time, I do not have enough studies to verify whether surgery may be necessary, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, photos of the injuries and scars, comma, and took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. a physical examination was not performed, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was given by the patient to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.